and you're listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perrell. The remains of more than 1,000 Indigenous children have been found so far at former state-sanctioned boarding schools across Canada. The grim discoveries have prompted the American federal government to probe our own history of Native children taken from families and forced into boarding schools. More than 350 of these institutions will be examined, including about 10 right here in California. Here with me to talk about the initiative is Assemblymember James Ramos. He represents a wide swath of San Bernardino County and is a member of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. Welcome, Assemblyman.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you taking the time. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland has announced the Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative will be looking into hundreds of these institutions that existed nationwide. They aren't really like the typical boarding schools some may think of when they hear the term, right?
No, definitely. And thank you to Secretary Haaland for finally bringing this to the forefront. In Indian country, we grew up on the Samoa Indian Reservation, still reside there. We've talked about this era of boarding schools and the dark period that it meant to our people, starting off with a different mentalities of assimilation for Native American students that were then sent to boarding schools during this time. And many students that went succumbed to burials, to death that happened there. And sometimes families still talk about it on reservations that when their family member went to these boarding schools and never came home, they were never given an answer, a clear answer of what truly happened to them during that time. Some say that there's accidents that happened while they were working, some natural causes, but there's always been that other idea that there was probably some assault, different things that happened. But when the people did pass away, there was never an investigation to show clearly how they passed away, and families were notified that a burial took place. That's where all the cemeteries come from some of the boarding schools that are there.
You know, these schools, I understand, existed in the 19th and 20th centuries up until, I think, around 1970 or so, and were federally sanctioned. Why were these children taken from their communities and put into these schools?
It was a slogan that was used from early on. Certainly, there was an Indian Civilization Act that was moved forward by the federal government that took the Indian people, students, children, away from their homes to assimilate them, to take their language away where they couldn't even talk their language or practice customs or cultures. So that's what these boarding schools done. And it was under the slogan of kill the Indian, save the man, meaning take all that culture, take all that identity of being who we are as California people, Indian people in general, get rid of that and assimilate into the American structure. And you could tell, and you know, that some resisted that change. And that's where we believe with this investigation that's going to happen here in the United States is going to uncover what truly happened during that time. And not only uncover it for Indian people, but for the rest of the United States to see that this was a dark period of time, a time that still needs to be educated on and told the true story of what truly happened to the Indian people in the United States. We see it unfolding in Canada. That same type of story is going to be unfolding here in the United States.
You know, some of the schools that are going to be investigated include two in Riverside County, Sherman Institute and St. Boniface Indian Industrial School in Banning. What do you think they're going to find here?
My grandmother went to St. Boniface. She was sent there, and where she couldn't speak the language, couldn't follow the culture. But many of our elders in our local area fought back. St. Boniface, I mean, there's already a cemetery that's there. So that we know when they start to investigate the records that they're going to identify members that were there and from different tribes, but also start to identify those that are in the cemeteries and hopefully lead to a better account of what truly happened that succumbed them to their death. Sherman Indian School is still functioning today. And it's ironic because Sherman Indian High School currently serves under the Bureau of Indian Education. And for many within Indian country serves as one of that beacon of hope to make sure that our students are now graduating from high school. So it went from a dark period of time that we have to understand and bring and educate people on to what it currently is doing now for the Indian people.
Sure. I mean, the horrors that so many people went through at these institutions is unimaginable, right? I mean, is looking into these schools enough to address the atrocities? What more do you think needs to be done beyond that?
Well, I think there needs to be more done. Once we identify these areas, we have to be able to educate all those here in the United States and the state of California, and then talk about the issues that we're currently facing now with missing and murdered Indigenous women at a rate higher than any other ethnic group that's out there now.
Do you think that California needs to do its own investigation separate from the federal government?
I think the federal government is the first step in conducting this investigation. There is already established in the state of California a Truth and Healing Council that Governor Newsom put into play back in 2019. So that's moving forward.
A Senate panel is now moving forward your measure to add a Native American monument to where a statue of Junipero Serra, of the founder of the state's mission system, once stood. What kind of impact do you think a replacement will have?
It's a big impact. AB 338, that does exactly what we're talking about now, acknowledging a horrid past here in the state of California that starts with the exploration from the Spanish missionary system that viewed California Indian people as less than human and enslaved them to build the missions. And some say, well, that's not the way it happened. Well, we have documentation that others seen how Indian people were shackled and forced to build the missions. And even in 2015, the Pope himself apologized to the Native American people for the atrocities inflicted upon them during the colonization era. This type of history we've been talking about for years in Indian country.
California established the First of the Nation Task Force to study reparations for African Americans. Do you think something similar needs to be done for Native Californians too?
I believe so. When you start to look at the impact that has happened here in the state of California from the early explorations, the Russian exploration to the Spanish exploration, when they came to what is now known as California, the whole state was covered with individual tribes, different dialects of language. It wasn't that everybody here spoke the same language. There's different dialects. And when some of those clans were wiped off the earth, that's genocide, because now that language will never be spoken again. Those people will never be able to move forward in an accord that they were before. There has to be some talk, some discussion.
Assemblymember James Ramos represents the 40th District in California and is the first California Native American elected to the legislature. Assemblymember Ramos, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for your interest, and thank you for continuing the dialogue on this important issue.